Welcome to episode 8. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet. Tis the season for a lot of cool variety. All right, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show. I am Ryan Van Praet, your friendly neighborhood kinesiologist, your coach, your exercise guy. Tis the season. We are here in early December, and there's a lot of cool stuff going on in terms of the CCB Health and Fitness program. So obviously we've got our podcasts that have been going pretty darn well. I thank everybody for all their attention and really following us. It's been pretty amazing the feedback I've gotten, and maybe you just heard the bing in the background. So maybe I got another text asking for another coaching call. That's been another awesome thing that's been going on. The coaching calls have been taking off like crazy. Getting a whole variety of people and experiences and goals coming in. So I really encourage you to be one of them. Reach out to me and we can have a chat about, you know, what you're up to, what your goals are, especially as we start leading into the new year. Goal setting is going to be huge, and probably one of the last podcasts of the year, late December, I'll probably talk about that and how we transition into the new year. So podcast has been going great. The coaching calls have been going great. The feedback is really what it's all about. As I said way back when, this program goes nowhere without the engagement. You know, if I don't get any of your feedback and any of your questions, and don't get me wrong, I love people that play devil's advocate. You know, I'm not here as the be all end all of all knowledge. And you know, as you've seen, some things are kind of my personal opinions, you know, with fact in there. But they're my personal opinions, personal observations, I guess. And I would love to hear, your thoughts and your observations, especially, you know, if you don't agree with me, I would love to hear it. You know, If I could have like a talk show, you know, a call-in talk show where we could debate questions all day, I mean, that would be absolutely amazing. I love a good debate. I love exploring all sides of an issue. And that's really hopefully what we can do here with this program as well. Right now you're hearing my side, but I certainly would love to share your thoughts and opinions. And that's another awesome thing that's going to be coming up is some of the interviews that we'll be starting to dive into. So, you know, tis the season for a lot of change and a lot of good things going on. And I thank everybody for the success so far. One of the cool things that I'm going to be starting pretty soon, and I'm debating if it's going to be at the end of this year, you know, in the next couple of weeks, or if I'm going to wait for the new year to kick off. But it's surrounding the topic of online, what do we call them? Online fitness classes. So one of my projects, one of my jobs moving ahead, is to explore the Blind Alive, I believe it's called, online fitness classes. So I've heard amazing things from people who've participated in those. And so I'm not really a product review kind of guy, but what I'm going to do is check them out and, you know, put my kinesiologist hat on and sort of give them the critical eye, of are they, do I feel they're safe? Pretty much. And again, I have nothing to base it on yet. So I'm not even going to venture to form an opinion. But the reason I say that is, in general, I have a bit of a pet peeve with, not a pet peeve, I should say, but a bit of a concern with the generic one size fits all online videos. And again, we are not talking about the Blind Alive thing right now. This is going to be a very generic topic today. As I said, I'm going to discuss the Blind Alive videos as I do a bit of a review, and I'm going to reach out to them and chat with them too. And again, because I've heard nothing but positive things about them. So this topic is just about sort of the generic, you know, go to YouTube or Google, Google up a generic let's say strength training home routine and see what pops up. Because anybody out there can take their iPhone or their iPad and create a video and say, I am the fitness expert. These are the 10 exercises you should be doing, and they're going to get you ripped and buff and lose a million pounds, etc. Oftentimes, the real key there is to know what that person's sort of expertise are. You know, a lot of people that go to the gym and have some good success, they're very much self-taught, and they're not really taught to have that critical eye and really know, you know, what's best for everybody. So it might have worked really well for them, but you know, one of the things that sets me apart maybe as a health professional is my whole entire job is to make sure that any information I give you on a generic sense, so in terms of this podcast or in a video, has to be broad enough that it's safe. You know, I don't dive into real specifics unless you call me personally, because then I know you and I know your barriers, you know, your injuries, etc. So one of the big things with online videos is they can sometimes be a little too, you know, one size fits all. Like, I had this discussion yesterday with a friend of mine, you know, trying to explain sort of my beef with these videos. And I think I got the point across is, you know, when you're watching one of these videos and they're saying, let's say, you know, let's do 20 pushups and, you know, come on, we're at 10, let's go, you know, we've got 10 more, let's go, we got 5 more. Everybody, even if you say you're not competitive, there's this internal drive to keep up, to match step, you know, to finish, you know, the set, to get the job done. So if you're at 10 pushups and your body is starting to fail and your form is really breaking down and things are starting to hurt where they should not hurt, you're more at that point concerned about getting the 20 repetitions done than actually, you know, honing in and saying, am I doing this properly? So that's a really big concern as a kinesiologist is, you know, some of these online videos, the exercises they do and the routines they do are fine, right? There's nothing wrong with them pushing you and some of the, you know, the routines they do. But one of the big things that's missing is the homework done before you participate in these online videos. It's having, you know, some physical literacy, some body awareness, knowing how to actually do a push-up, knowing what one push-up should feel like in terms of, you know, what's my posture supposed to feel like? What things are supposed to be tired and kind of sore? You know, what pain, and I use air quotes, is good pain. So then when you do go and do a generic online video, you already have a good awareness of what that one particular exercise should be. Just like a squat, you know, there's so many progressions in squats, you know, how you can do a standing up off of a chair to a wall squat to an air squat to a squat with weights. If you just happen to jump on a video and they're all of a sudden have, you know, kettlebells in their hand and they're doing air squats and you've never done a proper squat or been taught how to do a proper squat, but all of a sudden they're firing off 20 and 30 repetitions and you're just trying to keep up, you're more interested in keeping up rather than making sure that you're doing it proper. And then, you know, what happens is later that day or the very next day, you're in a whole world of hurt. You know, and you're lucky if you don't walk away injured, but if you do walk away injured, then you're discouraged, right? So that's kind of my not pet peeve, not beef, but maybe concern with people jumping into a generic exercise class. And the other reason is a lot of people ask me, when am I going to put out a generic, you know, exercise class where they can just click on it and say, this is a described blind exercise, you know, weight routine. Well, two things. One, if people like Blind Alive are doing a fantastic job of that, then there's no sense reinventing the wheel. And two, I don't want to do a generic online, fitness class if there's already ones being done out there. And if especially there's not videos out there that are really, really focusing on the homework, you know, how to do one particular squat or one particular shoulder press, one particular push-up. So my job here is to give you that base education, that base knowledge. So then when you do go out and participate in an exercise class online or at the gym, you've already got some of this knowledge and you understand. There's a bit of more of an understanding of what you should be feeling and what cues to look for. So that's the really cool, exciting thing that I'm going to be starting is basically these online videos. And they're like tutorials of one exercise at a time, you know, and a modification of a particular exercise. So we'll take the squat, for instance. So, you know, if you're somebody who's never really exercised at all, you're not going to just jump into a, you know, an air squat with weights on your shoulders or in your hands, you know, especially if you've got bad knees or you've got bad balance. There's a lot of things to work on before that. And there's a way to progress to that. So starting very shortly, there'll be short, and I know you hear me say the word short, media, and you're like, whatever, Ryan, you talk forever. And absolutely. But in the video sense, we're going to try to make it short and concise and give you a progression of each of those exercises and really teach you the cues of how to do that exercise properly. So that one video is going to only be about one exercise, and you're going to actually practice that one exercise during the video. And we're going to practice it together, and I'm going to give you cues. And so then when I call you, or when you do a coaching call with me and I say, hey, do a shoulder press, you know, and then now do a shoulder press with these weights. And you already know what a shoulder press is and you've already practiced it. So the videos will be obviously video content for those with some vision, but they'll also be audio content, and I'll do my best to describe it. So then my hope is, again, when you call me for coaching calls, I can give you these exercises and I can even point you in the direction of these videos so you can practice the actual exercises. And then when you go ahead and do something like the Blind Alive videos or other online instructional videos, you've got a really good sense when they're saying, okay, let's go, rah, 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 you know, 20 push-ups, let's get her done. Well, you'll have a good idea of what this push-up is supposed to feel like, so you're not going to hurt yourself, or you're going to really limit your chances of hurting yourself. So that's the direction we're going to go, starting probably in the new year. Really, really excited to share this with you and really to give you that boost, that head start into becoming fit for life, but being safe in the meantime. So, you know, 'tis the season for that. So we're really, really pumped about that. Switching gears a little bit, you know, this is 'tis the season as well for, you know, some individuals that maybe don't have a lot of family around and a lot of social connection, and it can be kind of a sad time of year. Okay. And you know, we here at the CCB Health and Fitness Program really, you know, encourage you to connect with me and connect with other blind and visually impaired individuals in your community and other just community members in general. Get out there, you know, make some new friends, make some new connections. It can be a tough time of year, you know, a very obvious example is, you know, you can go to a party and feel that isolation. You know, I've been there too. You can be a super social butterfly, but if you're in a crowded room with lots of people and you're at your table and people get up and start mingling, you know, you're kind of at the mercy of other people coming up and talking to you. And if nobody comes up and talks to you, that can be a pretty boring experience and a pretty lonely experience too, right? So it's one of those things where you really, you know, it's a tough season because, you know, you want to be social and you want to interact and you want to share in that joy with everybody. But we don't always all have that opportunity. Even if you're in a busy room, you can still be alone. But on the other hand, if you're, you know, not one that's getting out to a lot of parties or don't have a great social network, you know, that can be difficult. And you're probably thinking, well, why is this related to health and fitness? Well, it is related to health, right? It's related to your mental health. And you know, feeling that you're not alone, feeling that, you know, there's always somebody to talk to, and never being silent when you actually need some help and are feeling that low. I am absolutely not a mental health specialist in any way, so we'll make that very clear. However, you know, I'm here to chat. If you need to chat, I will help you out. If you need, you know, to find the social resources, if need be a helpline, a crisis helpline, or we can look together and find, social networks within your community. I just want to put that out there today, because of all the parties going around and the time where there's a lot of fellowship and a lot of connection, we don't all have that same level of connection, and it can be a tough season. So just putting that out there that, don't be shy, ask for help, have a chat. If you need to have a chat, I can make some time in my schedule to just chat with you. It doesn't have to be about exercise. If you just want to chat, we can work on that. It's an awesome season. It's a season where you really can see where all your friends and family are and connect with them and really feel good about the social network you have. But let's keep in mind as well that not everybody has that same social network, and it's a tough time, for those with mental illness. So if you're somebody who is a social butterfly and, you're not shy and you know of somebody, that might be having a tough time, reach out, send them an email. I mean, in this day and age with technology, send them an email, send them a text, just let them know, hey, you know what? You're not alone. Somebody else is out there thinking about you. Because this is all part of a health program as well, right? It's not all about breaking a sweat and gaining muscle. To live a healthy, happy lifestyle, we need all those connections. We need those social connections, those emotional connections, etc. So keep that in mind, everybody. And if you're having a tough time, you can also reach out to me and I can help. We can have a chat, or I can help push you in the direction of some networks in your region. But it's a great time of year. It's my favorite time of year. You were kind of ending the year and looking back of all the things we've done in 2017 and all the possibilities that lead forward to 2018. So there'll be a couple more podcasts before the end of the year, but they're, we're going to ease up a little bit and get into the holiday season. And then when 2018 hits, it's full steam ahead. There's a lot coming up in terms of, the videos and challenges and some other exciting news that I'm, working towards sharing with you pretty soon as well. So, let's get out there. Let's get active. Let's share our social cheer. And, tis the season for a lot of awesome stuff and a lot of great things to come. All right. So as always, thanks for your participation. Reach out to me, ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. I am Ryan. I am your friendly neighborhood kinesiologist, your exercise guy. The guy that you get to listen to on these lovely podcasts. So thanks again, everybody. Have an awesome day.